And now, joining us over here to the left, is the new executive director of Humboldt Maid. Your name, sir?
Aaron Carter.
What's your middle name?
Aaron is my middle name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name?
Thomas.
Thomas? You don't go by the Thomas?
You know, I added the T. A lot of people know me as T. Aaron Carter, and that was really one of my first experiences in branding, was realizing if you Google search yourself, you're the little brother of, I believe it was a Backstreet Boy or an NSYNC brother, and I promise I did not allegedly do coke on Grammys in 2010.
Oh, no kidding. That's why you added the T?
I added the T.
Because you didn't want to be confused with the Backstreet Boy.
Let's say I got a lot of friend requests on Facebook from young girls.
Well, your SEO game is on lock. I mean, you could snatch up so much traffic that way. But you don't want it.
Probably not the traffic you want.
Well, so you, Aaron Carter, are the incoming executive director of Humboldt Maid. How do you describe Humboldt Maid, like the organization?
Humboldt Maid is it's basically an organization that's pushing for a better economy by utilizing our members. We have a large group of local businesses and entrepreneurs up here that really care. And in the beginning of Humboldt Maid, there was a lot of big backers. And, those backers and bringing all these people together really helped the young guys come up, and I think of Humboldt Maid as kind of the next level after, we've got the business plan competitions up here, which is great. And we have got the North Coast SBDC, which helps get the business started. And then once you have that, the next level is who else can help me,
Right.
And it's not just the successes of these businesses, but some of the failures you're learning from that. So it's Humboldt County really does work together, and
yeah,
I think that's great.
And there's a synergy too at the sort of Humboldt Maid coming out party a couple of years ago. There were so many stories of somebody who's working on like gluten free treats. I think I'm going to get this mostly wrong, but somebody's like, oh, I'm going to this convention. I'm going to this food convention in New York. Does anybody want me to bring anything out there since I'm going that way? And then like the Dick Taylor chocolate guys were like, oh yeah, totally. Here, why don't you take these bars out? And then that leads to a contract. It's just, it's
absolutely. And that's, I think that's one of the greatest assets that we've been able to offer is
synergy.
Exactly.
I hate that word. I mean, I love the concept, and I feel like the word is abused.
And we got to work with it.
But yeah, it's what we got. So Humboldt Maid, you, Aaron Carter, you're coming from a small town, and like you were raised in a small town in California. You saw it get wiped out by a single Kmart. And then you went off to college. You came back to California. You come up here. You started working for...
Originally, Kinko's.
Kinko's?
Yeah, true story, I slept in my car January 1st, 2000. I had all my stuff. I got a job in an apartment the next day. I worked at Kinko's for a while. That was great, but I was watching the shift there. I was watching, one of the original founders of Kinko's is the one that started the one up here in Eureka and Arcata. So I saw this...
Wait. I'm sorry, what?
One of the original founders of Kinko's.
Like, Kinko's has Humboldt roots?
He moved up here from Santa Barbara, and he started the one in Eureka and in Arcata.
No kidding.
I believe it was, his last name's Redwine. I believe Craig or Greg Redwine.
Okay.
Was the guy. And he lives on a boat now, so I'll let you know how well he did. And then I saw that kind of the corporate shift a little bit, and so I moved away from that. And then I started working for Humboldt Bank Corp, which basically ran Humboldt Bank, Capital Valley Bank, Tehama Bank. And I was there for a few years, and then a new CEO came along, and I was really skeptical. And then I see him bring his marketing team in. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So it's quick Google search, and you can see this guy jumps around to different banks and stays there for 2 years, and then it gets sold. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be looking for a job here. What's going on? So that's what happened. They sold to Umpqua, and I think it was about 155 jobs that were misplaced from the Humboldt Bank Corp campus because it created duplicate positions. And then I was so frustrated. I said, if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail because of me. So I went out and I started my first business. Redwood Capital Bank actually had started. It was chartered right around that time with most of the people from Humboldt Bank Corp. And I really liked their motivation for the community to keep local banking here. And I saw a need for marketing, especially with internet marketing, where most they thought they didn't need it, but I think it was mostly because they didn't understand it yet. In 2000, there was a lot of businesses that told me, oh, we don't really need a website.
Right.
You know, and then around 2007,
all gone now.
Yeah, do we really need a Facebook? These are things that, yes you do.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing. So, okay, so that leads us up to about, I think, 2000. You know, you've got your retail from Kinko's, you've got finance and banking, and then you've got entrepreneurial, and then that leads to, you were working for Pacific Outfitters.
Correct.
And they have ballooned. In the last 4 years, this was with your time there sort of coincided with that, or one would say maybe related to their Facebook game, their sort of community outreach, like the things that they are doing just really came together. You are leaving a position of safety and you are going over to Humboldt Made. What's job one? Like, when do you, what's the first priority?
Basically to break everything down, you know, what is working? And how can we make that even better? And what's not working? And do we change it or do we kill it? And I want to be faster, more efficient. You know, I want the businesses to have faith in us. I want the community to have faith in us and in the businesses. And I want to help those businesses grow.
One of your challenges is going to be, this idea of buy local. I think the K-Hum audience, like these people, K-Hum, like, they're super smart. I'm not kissing your butts, K-Hum listeners. It's true. I see the numbers. They're on board with the buy local thing. They understand it makes this economy resilient. They understand it is a way to keep money in town and make the schools better and the roads less pothole-y. Like, they understand that. How are you going to get that message all the way out?
It's going to be a challenge. But I'm lucky because what I've seen in this community, people know. People understand. It's you see people that want to work local. They bank local. They shop local. You know, and if you get all those three things, they say that, you know, that $1 goes round trip about 7 times before it exits the community. So how can we keep that going?
Right. Success stories from Humboldt Made. What tops your list?
Success stories Humboldt Made. Tulip.
Yeah.
She is now in Target. And also in, I believe, all of the Whole Foods in Florida.
For people who don't know what Tulip is.
Perfumes, lotions.
And it's manufactured here in Humboldt.
Yes, correct.
And it gets all the way out through Target and Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Who else? Like, who do you look to as like, man, that Humboldt Made person is just killing it?
Most of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got... You know, Humboldt Hot Sauce. You know,
oh my gosh, they're on fire.
Yeah.
No pun.
And more to come.
Yeah. So is there any kind of, like, is there a strategy for 2015?
We're working on it right now. So we're in the planning phase, and we plan to hit it hard in 2015 and see what we can make it.
And what is, how do I put this? I mean, is there a broader strategy for internet marketing? I know that's a huge and coarse question, but
it's to me, it's part of the marketing pie.
Right.
You know, I believe in traditional marketing. It's I mean, I'm not tooting your horn, but I still think radio is a very effective marketing tool. you know, TV, you know, depending on the marketing budget, and then you know, most bang for your buck. You know, you have to do internet marketing. A huge thing. You see this a lot in Humboldt County. I'd say Arcata even more. I just trust in the analytics and people looking at your data, but when it comes to internet marketing. And if you look at it, it's really actually what's good for the marketer now is good for the consumer. So when I was with Pacific Outfitters, the last thing I wanted to do was sell guns to somebody that doesn't like guns. And we had an issue on our Facebook page with that. And so I had a ban. I said, no, let's not talk about guns on our Facebook page.
Really?
And so what we did was we still needed an outreach. So we created Pacific Outfitters Hook and Bullet on Facebook, which is geared directly towards hunting and fishing.
Specifically, yeah. So only people who opt in are going to see the stuff.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And that was very beneficial. It was, you know, we got a lot of good feedback for that. And we're not pissing anybody off on the main page.
to me, I mean, we have so many things going for us in the economy, right? We have, you know, what's a good example? Like the Humboldt Cider Company, like when they hit their Kickstarter goal and went right over the top.
I helped them launch that Kickstarter, and it...
did you?
Yeah, and they did great.
Nice work.
They did really great. They have a great team. It's, yeah, they're... I think they're going to be
successful.
Look at
what's coming out of here. Like Jessica Curl, Dick Taylor, Mirador, Tulip, you talked about, oh my God, why am I blanking on the gluten-free people? Because they're amazing. Come on. Naturally Decadent. You know, like they, there are so many good things here at Bolt Distillery coming online.
Sure.
Humboldt Vodka, like our manufacturing sector is, there's so much room and so much potential there. But the question is, like, how do you get it past the county border? Like how, I mean, do you have a plan? Are you looking at, you know, like shipping routes? Are you looking at trucking? Like what is the...
We look at all that. And Humboldt has a brand. It's...
Oh, really? Really? Go on.
Yeah, very popular in Colorado right now. And but yeah, it's, the brand isn't going to be a hard sell. And it's, I mean, even if you look at that industry, you know, our agricultural industry, it's associated with quality. And every local business up here is associated with quality, and I think that's a great thing, and that's going to make my job easy. You know what I did for Pacific Outfitters. You know, we did that over 4 years. I feel lucky to have the opportunity to be a part of Humboldt Made and be able to do this for every business in Humboldt County.
So we've been talking with Aaron Carter. He's the incoming executive director of Humboldt Made. Before we wrap this up, and if there's anything that you want to plug, go for it. But I wanted to ask, like, you're obviously in listening mode. You know, you're the incumbent, and you want to hear all viewpoints. How can people find you?
People find me. It's yeah. But Aaron.
Just Google Backstreet Boys.
Aaron@HumboldtMade.com.
Aaron@HumboldtMade.com. All right. And for businesses who are on the fence about joining Humboldt Made, what would you say to them?
Let's step up the game.
Let's do it.
We need you.
Yeah. All hands on deck. It is go time.
Let's go.
All right. Well, Aaron Carter, good luck. And I guess we'll be crossing paths.
Okay. Thank you, man.
All right. Can you make our economy awesome?
We're doing it.
All right. Look at that. We're doing it. That's a winner attitude. All right. It's KHUM Freeform, artisanal, locally handcrafted radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is